Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. St. Michael, Alaska is considered part of the Nome Census Area. It is connected by a trail to the neighboring village of Stebbins. The population in 2020 was 456. In a previous census, there were 90 households and 65 families residing in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 6.7% white, 92.6% Alaskan Native, 0.5% were from two or more races, and 0.2% of the population was Hispanic. The median income for a household was $33,036, and $34,000 for a family. About 24.2% of the families and 22.9% of the population were below the poverty line. An interesting thing about St. Michael is there is a hunting trip business called Are You Ready Adventures. They provide services to do moose and bear hunting trips. For a 10-day fall moose hunt, it is $20,000, which does not include the Alaska hunting license, big game, locking tags, travel to and from the point of outfitting, expediting trophy and meat from the point of outfitting, and gratuities. There are also some trophy fees if you catch grizzlies, black bears, wolves, or wolverines. I'll add a link to the Are You Ready Adventure website on the Buried on the Tundra blog for this episode. On July 10th, 2017, 19-year-old Chanel Lockwood, also known as Pretty by many, went with her uncle by four-wheeler. They ate dinner and talked about moving to Anchorage for college. In April, Chanel had shared on Facebook a post of her holding her University of Alaska Anchorage student ID. Chanel was excited to be studying either nursing or to become a medical assistant. She was counting the days to college. Later that evening, Chanel mentioned that she was going to go for a walk on the beach. The next morning, Chanel's mother, who is in Anchorage, received a call that her daughter was found dead. In complete disbelief, she called the VPO and wanted to talk to her daughter. The VPO handed the phone to Chanel's brother, who again told her mother that Chanel was dead and in the morgue. The Alaska Bureau of Investigations, a branch of the Alaska State Troopers, were in charge of handling Chanel's case. Her family was told it was a death investigation, but never the cause of death, nor if it was a homicide, suicide, or accident at the time. Allegedly, the medical examiner refused to release the cause of death or the death certificate to the family upon request from the troopers. The family had their suspicions. Chanel was found face down on the beach in St. Michael. Her family also noticed that her face was heavily bruised and that a chunk of her hair was missing. Another mention was made to them of a possible ligature marks around her neck, but nothing was confirmed. In 2019, Chanel's death was mentioned in an article about the trauma St. Michael's has endured. In the article, it said that the troopers are still refusing to say the cause of death because it was an open investigation. In a December 2021 article about the continuous issues with law enforcement gaps for villages, Chanel's case was mentioned again. It stated, a Department of Public Safety spokesperson said that the troopers investigated the case as a homicide and forwarded their findings to the prosecutors. The Department of Law decided not to file charges, citing insufficient evidence. Chanel Pretty Lockwood was born in 1998. Her older brother had suggested her name be Pretty, which fit her very well. She grew up in St. Michael's in Anchorage. Chanel played basketball and liked sewing. She graduated from Anthony A. Andrews School in May of 2017. She was 19 years old on the day of her death. Chanel's family deserves closure. It has been 5 years since Chanel's death. If you or anyone you know anything about what happened to Chanel on July 10th, 2017, please call the Alaska Bureau of Investigation at 907-269-5057 or the Alaska State Troopers at 907-269-5611. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we'll look at the case of Lois Cleveland. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.